Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I want to talk about changing your perspective. Pretty important skill to develop. We have so much negativity in the world around us. And sometimes we get kind of pulled down into that negativity. I've talked before about putting that cone of protection on you, but let's talk about ways that we can, change our perspective. Because what happens is when we have high emotion, we have low intelligence. You may have somebody that's upset with you, or things aren't going as you expected them to. Your kids are misbehaving. And you get like into the drama of the moment. Think about that, drama of the moment. Captain Jack Sparrow in that movie said, the problem's not the problem, your attitude about the problem is the problem. Something that I've kind of learned in my old age is things happen, and I used to get really upset and angry about the situation. And, I got a huge shift in perspective when I lost my youngest son. Things that used to really send me over the edge don't bother me so much anymore. I don't recommend that journey. But what I can share with you is a few steps to help you change your perspective. First thing is distance yourself from the negativity. Certainly social media, there's so much at anger, negativity, hatefulness. I've literally stopped being on social media so much because I just, in the news, the negativity, it's like my body is saying, no. You have that choice. Distance yourself from the negativity. And you can do that by, not just distancing, but then changing what you're listening to. Find a channel that gives good news. Find someone that gives you positive messaging. That's kind of why I launched my ATMs, atm.sharonlecter.com, but abundance tips and mentorship. I wanted to send out some positive messaging. What are you reading? What are you listening to? Are you reaching out to people that make you laugh? There has not been enough laughter in 2020. That is for sure. So let's think about adding some laughter back into our lives. The drama of the moment, changing your inputs. Let's get some laughter back in our lives. And then if 2020 has taught us anything, it's to learn how to manage our expectations. Most upset comes from unrealized expectations. Think about the opposite. You've got a meeting with somebody, you're stressed out about it, and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm going to say this, he's going to say that, oh, he's going to say that, okay, and you get yourself all worked up. And then you have the actual meeting, and it goes just fine. So you've put yourself through all of that negativity and angst because you had these expectations in your brain. Now, that's the negative side of expectations. And so the positive side is maybe you have this expectation that you're going to have a 60% sales through a webinar you do. And you get 40% and you're angry. But 40% is way above what everybody else gets. Where are your expectations? Every time I do a webinar, I go and say, hey, how do we do? How do we do? And yes, I do this like roller coaster. And then we have the follow-up, and all of a sudden, oh, this is good news. Goes from not so good to good. And so I have to manage my expectations. Manage, be open to the opportunities and the possibilities. So much of our life, our stress, our drama is about unrealized expectations or unrealistic expectations. When I talk about drama for the moment, the next step is it permanent? So yes, you know, a death, a divorce, those are kind of permanent changes in your life. But the daytime drama is kind of like, try and allow yourself to rise above it because it's not permanent. Think about the last time you were joyful. Go back there. Dial back to a time when you were joyful so you can get past the daily drama. And think about the last time you felt that way and the circumstance and the fact that you survived and it's not so bad anymore. So this daytime, daily drama you're doing right now is you're going to not think about it too much in the next couple of months. And then the last thing about changing your perspective is look back over those times that happened. And did it teach you something? Did it open a new door of opportunity for you? Looking for the benefit. As Napoleon Hill says, every adversity, every failure comes with a seed of an equal or greater benefit. Sometimes we figure out that benefit right away, and sometimes it takes years. But I've shared in my personal story many times, sometimes one door closes and you go, oh, what's next? But it allows other doors of opportunity to open for you. So again, it comes back to that personal success equation, your passion, your talent, power of association, taking the right action, and above all, having faith in yourself, having faith that you're on the right path. Sometimes those associations, you know, people, there's a phrase that says people come into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And so sometimes we think they're in our life for a lifetime, but you realize, nope, they were just supposed to be there for a season, that segment of your life on your journey. And sometimes just for a reason, in and out, that daily drama. Seek out the people that you want in your life for a lifetime. That heart-to-heart connection, soul sisters, soul brothers, carry you through. And so think about your perspective. Things can be pretty dramatic and traumatic, but how can you rise above it? Distance yourself from negativity. Ask yourself what you're allowing in, those inputs and outputs. Analyze your expectations. Is it temporary? And then think about what the opportunity to learn is. You know, I talk about driving in a car, right? You've got your foot on the accelerator. You can go anywhere you want to. The windshield is massive. You have a small rear-view mirror. And something happens. And too many times we have something, you know, unrealistic expectations, but we kind of define ourselves by that. It's not a definition. It's just an occurrence. So set it in the passenger seat. and look at it and say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this? Put that cone of protection on. What am I supposed to learn from this? Okay, got it. Then open the door and kick it out and keep on going. Because you are the CEO of your own life. And you have the opportunity to create magic for yourself and everyone else. So play a big movement, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. So think about, do you need to change perspective? And maybe adjust perspective. And remember, drama, daily drama is just that. It's temporary. You will get past it. Because there's a world of opportunity waiting for you. So go out and play big today. Get the perspective that's going to open new doors of opportunity for you. And thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Love you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.